Yeah, how do I sound, Mr. Wayne? The level's correct. I'm just trying to keep it kosher. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yo, check this out. Drive around town, top down, black Benzo. Of course, I'm blasting my HD radio. Monday through Friday, 8 to 11. My dial's locked on that hot talk station. Tim Conway Jr., his show's so great. OG Valley Stud repping 818. Been hearing forever how his dad's so good, but you won't find a dude who's less Hollywood. At 97.1, I'm his biggest fan, but he still needs a partner. Yeah, I said it, man. Hey, Jerry, cue up that big red mic. Make it hot. Let the stud start the show.
All right. Welcome, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. And joining us tonight and every Wednesday is my very good friend, Arsenio Hall. Nice to see you, dude.
The most unlikely radio duo. Duo? Is that the word?
I
duo.
Guess so, yeah.
Not the most unlikely. Second most unlikely. Most unlikely, like in 84, Chicago Morning Radio. Reverend Jeremiah Wright and Coach Phil Jackson.
Is that right?
No, I'm lying.
Oh,
but I had nothing else to start the show off with, so I made that up.
All right, folks. Arsenio Hall is with us. He'll be here till 11 o'clock. Try to give us all 3 hours. And I've got to thank you here, and as well as the audience. And we do have one of the greatest audiences on the planet.
Oh, yeah.
And real diverse, too. We have everything from executives at big studios in Hollywood, to people who own huge corporations and run big corporations, to dentists and lawyers and students, whatever you are, you drive around. Then we got the lower end. You've got the people who just got out of prison or the people who are going to prison.
My family.
Gang members and homeless. You've got, people who have beaten their wives, people who have two wives. You got people who have girlfriends and wives. I mean, there's a huge audience out there.
Do any polygamous listeners?
I bet there are. I bet there are some. And anyway, so I got to thank the best audience on the planet because our ratings tripled in the last book.
Wow.
Yeah, they've gone up threefold. And we're the number one rated talk show at night, men 18 to 49.
Number
one
guest. That's cool.
I got to thank you for that, dude.
Oh, stop. Yeah. It actually dips on hump day and comes back on Thursday when Jesse starts talking.
When Jesse's around. All right. If everybody has probably seen this by now. If you haven't seen it, we'll play it for you. But I think it was last night on American Idol. My dear friend.
I wish it could be somebody I haven't dated. Why does Randy get in so much trouble?
By the way, your mic's on when you say you've dated Randy.
Ah! No!
But my dear, I've met Paula Abdul a couple of times. And Arsenio Hall has slept with her.
That's why the numbers are so high.
Has dated Paula Abdul. How long did you date her?
Wow, it was straight up, not Tim.
Yeah. Quite a while ago, huh? All right, but anyway, she said something really dumb last night on American Idol. And she was, essentially, the contestants, there's five of them left, and they have all done one song.
Mm-hmm.
Then they get up in front of Randy and, the three judges there, Simon, Randy, and Paula. And they're going to give them a quick, 1 minute critique, but all of them, bam, five, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and give all of them a real quick critique.
Got it.
So Randy goes through his and nails all of them, bang, 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 bang. Then they're on Paula Abdul.
Oh.
And Paula Abdul starts by saying, the first song you did and the second song you did, and then everyone starts looking around because the contestants only did one song, and she's already critiquing them on their second song.
And you hear very, very faintly, you hear Randy say, uh-oh, dog.
Here's the audio from American Idol, and this is not good for your ex-girlfriend, Paula Abdul.
Whew.
Here we go.
This show is so tight. We ended round one. I want to go to Randy and get your quick opinion on round one. Jackson, go.
Round one, Jason. I thought it was just okay, man. It was better than last week, just okay. David Cook, very good, in the zone, very strong, doing your thing. Brooke, better than last week, still a little karaoke for me. Archuleta, the bomb, brilliant. Saisha, you're definitely kind of in the zone too. I thought it was strong, it was very nice vocals, it was strong. It wasn't amazing, but it was strong.
Paula?
Okay, now it's Paula's turn to critique everybody after they've done just one song.
Oh gosh. we've never had to write these things down fast enough. Jason, the first song, I loved hearing your lower register, which we never really hear. The second song, I felt like your usual charm wasn't, it was missing for me. It kind of left me a little empty.
Oh, boy.
Left a real empty.
Yeah. The problem was that he didn't sing a second song.
I felt like your usual charm wasn't, it was missing for me. It kind of left me a little.
Ah, the second song. Here it is, folks.
The second song, I felt like your usual charm wasn't, it was missing for me. It kind of left me a little empty.
Oh.
Then people
start to panic.
Did you see Seacrest? He started looking off stage to his right.
Well, now here's the big question. Is she reading a script?
Well, see, Tim, either excuse destroys my fantasy of this wonderful broadcast called American Idol.
Right.
I was told by somebody at Fox that the show is scripted. Even, yo, you pitchy dog.
Is that right?
Even that's virtually scripted.
Wow.
So they're saying one of the official excuses is that it's scripted and Paula was just ahead of the game.
Oh, Bubba. All right. Well, it continues here. And after you can hear people in the audience and up on stage start to panic, and you can see it, after Paula Abdul critiques this guy, I think it was Jason, on his second song after he'd only sung one.
Second song, I felt like your usual charm wasn't, it was missing for me. It kind of left me a little empty. And the two songs made me feel like you're not fighting hard enough to get into the top four. So, David Cook?
No, we should just sing the first song.
And then Randy tries to save her. We're just on the second song. I'm sorry, I screwed that up.
No, we should just on the first song. Just on the first one.
Just on the first.
Oh my God! I thought you sang twice.
Yeah. Oh my God! Even, I thought you sang twice.
Robert Downey Jr. was at home saying, yo, what's up with that?
Oh, my God. I thought you sang twice.
Wow.
Just
see,
once. But, no, Paula.
Just the first one. Just the
Paula,
first one.
You're seeing the future, baby. You're seeing the future.
You know what?
She's coming back. All right.
This is hard.
Okay. Yeah, it is. My friends in Cleveland work at Republic Steel.
Right.
That's not quite as hard. This is hard.
No, this is hard.
Woo!
Yeah. No, this is hard. I mean, the guys over in driving Humvees in Iraq and trying to take out the terrorists without killing any innocent people, without getting shot and killed themselves, that's a breeze. But to judge American Idol, that's hard.
How hard is it?
It's prime time.
Yeah, like when you have let's say you have a child, and God forbid that your 4-year-old has cancer, and that kid is in a hospital, and that kid is saying, "Mommy and Daddy, I'm going to be okay," and the doctor's telling you differently, and you got to keep that kid's morale up, and you got to keep your own morale up, and your wife's morale, and you got to keep going to your job because you got to make the money to pay these doctor bills because your son's dying. That's a breeze. Judging American Idol is hard.
Yes, yes. So you really put that in a perfect capsule.
Jesus Christ.
You know that kid, David Archuleta? It's hard being David Archuleta because his father's an a-hole. That's hard. By the way, when I hosted Star Search, when I did the Star Search remake for Moonves at CBS, that kid, David Archuleta, was on.
Is that right?
And he didn't win.
Oh, boy. Well, maybe he'll win this thing.
Well,
maybe let's look at Paula's script, see who won.
If him and Paula don't step out back during commercials,
Bubba.
He will have the presence of mind to do his thing.
All right. It's not the dumbest thing a chick has said, though, that we have witnessed. I believe we all remember this from Miss Teen USA when this young lady was asked a question about, maps it was.
Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are...
I got a partner that we call, it's an affectionate nickname, we call him Stupid Ass. He laughed at this chick.
Right. Well, and also, wait, is that him on the phone? Is that right? I hope, I wish somebody would tell me that. Is that possible? Hey, ladies and gentlemen.
He never broke a promise.
The king of nighttime television, ladies and gentlemen, Jay Leno. How are you, sir?
Young people, how are you guys?
James, what's up?
What are you guys, making fun of little white girls?
Oh!
Well,
I personally believe.
Yeah, I like I personally believe and also U.S. Americans.
I was thinking I'll tell you about when we first met, I used to do a joke about Miss America. My goal is to bring peace to the world.
And then get my own apartment.
That's right. That's right. Oh. I haven't done that joke in 20 years.
By the way, I'm doing it. Don't worry.
Okay, good.
Hey, Jay, I don't know if you've heard the show, but I'm one of your biggest fans on the planet.
Why, thank you. Thank you.
I love the show. The best jokes on the planet every single night, 11:30 at night on Channel 4.
And did you hear about Roger Clemens today?
No.
It sounds like he not only has a rocket in his arm, but one in his pants,
too. No, he got the Cy Really Young Award.
Have you done that on the air, Jay?
I did that tonight, yeah.
Oh, that's a great joke. Who's on the show tonight?
Tonight we got Cindy McCain, Senator McCain's wife.
His twin, as I call her.
And Ed Helms from the... she's really pretty loose and funny. You know, she's a race car driver. She's a pilot. She had a stroke a couple of years ago, so for a while it took a while to recover. But now she's back and she's doing the shows, and she's a lot of fun. She's a lot of fun.
Look at that!
I saw her co-host The View, and she was very personable.
Yeah, she's a nice lady.
Mm-hmm. You know, I saw an email recently that said this is the way the Dutch see the presidential race in the United States. They see a guy who's a lawyer whose wife is a bitch running for president, who's also a lawyer. A lawyer who's a bitch whose husband is also a lawyer. And the third guy is a guy who's a war veteran whose wife has fake boobs and owns a beer distributorship. Who are you voting for?
You know what? I'm voting for the one not wearing wooden shoes, okay?
Jay, I remember the joke you told, and I've told it a million times. And I don't know why it sticks out, but you're talking about how cold it was in Alaska. And you said, you know, it's 95 degrees below zero in Alaska. Yeah, you walk into a thrifty drugstore and the ice cream is still soft.
Yeah. I remember that. And yet, when you walk in, the ice cream is still soft.
Yeah, it's like that cheap ice cream they used to sell at Thrifty.
I know. It was made with antifreeze. That's why.
And it wasn't even a scoop. It was like a cylinder.
It was a horrible shape.
Yeah.
Well, Jay, this is awesome that you're calling. I know you're friends with Arsenio Hall, and he says has you over to the house all the time.
He's one of my favorite guests. Nobody knows where Arsenio lives. It's a mystery.
Yeah, he never has anybody over the house.
You can Google the YMCA. I'm right in Hollywood over here.
Exactly.
Hey, I heard a story. You're building a 40-car garage. Is that right?
No. I built that years ago.
That's where I live.
How many cars do you own?
Oh, man, you sound like my wife. There's about 105 cars and about 80 motorcycles.
Jesus Christ. Are there some you've never driven?
I drive them all. You know, you never know when you got to be someplace or something. Vehicle doesn't work. You need something to get you there. You know?
Yeah. And how many run on steam?
Maybe 9 of them.
Yeah, because I think I saw you driving around Tampa and Oxnard, and something that was steam was coming out of it.
Oh yeah, that was me.
Well, what kind of car is that?
Stanley Steamer, actually.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Hey, Jay, don't you have another show that's about cars?
No, I do. You know, the JayLeno'sGarage.com. We do website stuff and. Yeah, we just passed 25 million hits, so it's doing pretty good. It's mostly car stuff, but I do all the cable shows and all the cable car stuff. I like doing those.
I also heard that you know, you do a lot of work for LAPD and the Highway Patrol.
Right.
You know, a lot of their benefits or their Christmas dinners and stuff. And so, God forbid, if you're ever driving on the 405 at 100 miles an hour.
I got stopped for driving the oldest car ever to be speeding on the 405.
Is that right?
I drive in a 1906 Stanley Steamer, and they clocked me at 75. And the cop said, this is the oldest car in the history of the Highway Patrol we've ever pulled over.
They give you a ticket?
No, he let me go. It's wood, and it's on fire, and it's going 75 miles an hour.
How many times have you been pulled over where you actually got a ticket?
I don't don't care really get pulled over that much. You know something? If people are so stupid, if you're halfway polite,
right,
and you're not being crazy, you know, look, if you go on 150 and you're drunk, you're going to go to jail, or you're,
right,
you're weaving. But I mean, you know, I find them pretty good actually. I know I ride my motorcycles up to the rock store and stuff, and after there's been an accident, you know, somebody doing something crazy, the cops will patrol it for two or three weekends in a row, and you know they'll pull you over and go, look, take it easy. And then some kid will go by crossing the double line on a curve doing 80 or 90, and those guys get tickets. Well, for the most part, I think they're pretty fair.
All right, Jay Leno is with us now. I heard also a rumor that you might eventually be leaving NBC and going over to Fox. Is there any truth
to that? I don't know if I'll go. I'll find a job somewhere, you know.
Yeah, I think you will.
Yeah, well, something will come up.
Yeah.
I love that.
In fact, the people at your station were talking.
Oh, wow. I'm out of another job now. I don't even get Wednesdays anymore.
Oh, man.
Hey, when is your contract up at NBC?
Probably about a year from, I don't know, May or June, something like that.
Oh, all right. And Bob, I don't know whether, you know, you're going to go to ABC or...
I don't know either myself. We'll find out.
I know, but that's going to be the big payday.
Not really. I don't really care about that. I've never touched a dime of my Tonight Show money. I live on the money I make as a comic. So whatever they want to, you know, my deals are real simple. I walk in, what's the offer? That sounds great. Here's a handshake.
Jay won't even let the agents go. I mean, he literally walks in and has a meeting.
No, I don't deal with it. You know, I'm not looking for vacation time. I'm not looking for a production deal. I'm not looking for my name over the title. You know, if you're any good, people will watch it. If it's not, they don't. I mean, these people that take out trade ads and
right,
do all this stuff, and, you know, either people want to watch it or they don't. So, you know, I mean, the trade ads are nice for grandma and all that kind of stuff. But,
right,
but for the moment, I mean, nobody sees them. Who cares, you know?
Well, you know, you must be very proud of this, though, that even though NBC has had problems with programming lately, and sometimes, you know, they're the fourth place network, you're still the number one talk show at night.
Yeah, we've been lucky. It's, you know, I mean, to me, the whole thing is just doing monologue. I mean, to me, I think people like to hear jokes. And, you know, I always thought when other shows are doing a 3 or 4 minute monologue, we do 12 to 14 minute monologue.
Yeah, I don't know how you come up with that many jokes tonight. I really don't.
Hey, how about during the strike when there were no writers around?
Right.
Well, that got a little tricky. So, I mean, well, you know what it is? Like during the strike, I'm like going through files looking for my old jokes, you know. I'm finding jokes like, hey, you heard about this? There's a cell phone they think in the future you could carry around in your pocket. Oh, what have you like? You know, how old is this joke? And it's got like 88 written on it. And I go, oh, man, this ain't going to work.
Hey, Jay, have you ever done any jokes about the stupid things that people say? Because that's kind of where we're going later tonight.
And the stupid things people say.
Well, you do. I mean, once a week with jaywalking. I mean, asking people the simplest of questions, and you know, and they just can't get it right. We had Malibu Dan on the other night. He does a bit called Stump the Monkey, and we'd asked him who he thought the Lakers would play after Denver in the playoffs. Oh no, we asked him who the big rival was on the East Coast, between the East Coast and the West Coast in the 80s. And the answer was the Boston Celtics.
Right.
And he said it was the Clippers. And I said, where do you think the Clippers play? And he said, Manhattan.
Jesus Christ.
But
we did a thing the other night. We asked people about stories that are in the news. It was a jaywalk. We said, look, these stories are in the news. What do people really know about them? We talk, and we try not to talk to idiots. So I see this one. What do you do? Oh, I just passed the bar. I'm going to be an attorney. Great. I said, do you know about the Heather Mills, Paul McCartney? What happened there? She goes, oh, yeah, yeah. She says, I guess she broke her leg, and Paul McCartney wouldn't pay for it. And she sued him and got $1.5 million. I said, why do you think Paul McCartney wouldn't pay for it? I go, he's cheap. And I go, oh, okay, well, hey, thanks for filling us in on the story. You know? I mean, that's the kind of stuff you deal with.
But do you know how much news and information you have to avoid on a daily basis to come up with that answer?
I mean, I know. It's amazing. But it's unbelievable.
You have to avoid the internet. You have to avoid TV. You have
like
to avoid
today,
the news.
Today, like Barack Obama said, he repudiates the Reverend Wright, and Bush said repudiate. That's like a black word, right? I don't think he had it. I think he thought it was Ebonics.
That's my
so
man.
Great.
W.
So watch the Jay Leno show tonight, and you got
Cindy McCain.
Cindy McCain,
her favorite antique. Her husband, hey.
And the jokes are sensational. How many guys you got writing jokes on the show now?
Got a bunch of guys. There's probably about, and a couple of women too. It's about 16 to 17, but there's a lot of stuff you got to write, you know, intros and outros,
right.
little things. And, you know, the real trick is not to know more than anybody else. It's to know exactly what everybody else knows.
Yeah, but I don't know how you do it. I mean, you know, it's one thing to do a 20-minute or, 20 minutes or a half hour at the comedy store.
Well, you know, it's kind of a formula, and you get into it. I mean, Arsenio knows you. There are certain stories you can kind of recycle, and there are some jokes that you can just, like I did one the other day. It was, and this had happened like 20 years ago, and it happened again. A guy in China was born with three eyes. He actually had a third eye in his forehead.
Right.
And I said that lens crafters could make him glasses in about an hour and a half. I like really stupid, silly jokes. You try and write really smart political stuff, and it gets nothing. Right. And I did an idiot joke the other night. I said, because of this rice shortage. Mm-hmm. I said, when you go to San Francisco now, the big treat is just aroni. people just eating aroni. And it got a huge laugh. And then you try to write some clever political thing, and it falls on its face.
Yeah, well, because people aren't that bright. I mean, they really aren't.
It's not that they're not that bright. It's just that people have lives. They have other stuff to do. When you're in the business we're in, and you look at the news and all this kind of stuff. Yeah, I remember years ago, back in the 80s, I got a spread in Newsweek. It was across two pages. And when you open Newsweek, my picture was on both sides of the page. And I thought, you know something, I'm going to call my buddies from high school. And when they say, hey, saw you in Newsweek, I'm going to pretend like, what? Oh, I was in Newsweek? I didn't know, So, like, a week goes by, I don't hear from them. 2 weeks come on, I go, okay, that's it. They're screwing with me. So I call my friend Louis and I said, come on, what did you think of Newsweek? I said, what do you mean? Did you see me in Newsweek? He goes, no, I got a family. I can't pay $5 every week for Newsweek. And you realize most people can't pay $5
right.
to get Newsweek every single week. Yeah. You know, people have things to do. They don't have time to look at my stupid magazine article.
Yeah. Well, and also people are just, they're interested in, they've got so much going on in their life, to pay the insurance, to pay for school and all that stuff.
The real world is what happens within 50 miles of your house.
Right.
And to most, that's why People's Court is more popular than the Supreme Court, because most people don't have nuclear weapons, but they have a barking dog.
Right. All right, Jay Leno is with us. My dad said to me, this is about 2 months ago, he said to me on, speaking of, having your own lives and having things to do, he said, hey, Tim, I'm having some people over for dinner on Thursday night. You want to come by and have a meal at the house? And I said, what time? And he said around 7:30. And I said, well, for the 10th straight year, I'll be working on Thursday night.
My parents are the same way. My parents could never quite understand that I was well known. Like, they would come out here to visit me, and we'd be in a restaurant. And people go, well, Jay Leno, hi, how are you? My dad would go, hey, are you from Andover, Mass? You go to high school with Jay? I go, no, Dad, they didn't go to high school with me. I'm on TV. Oh, but how do you know who he is? Well, Dad, I'm on TV. they never quite put it together. And my father would give anybody my number. Like, my dad would meet people, and they'd say, Leno, oh, Leno, are you related to Jay Leno? Yeah, I'm his father. Hey, and my father would say, hey, he'd love to hear from you. Here's his home number. And I would get a call at, 2 in the morning. Hello, hey, your dad told me to call. I said, stop this.
You know what, though? He always talks about his dad and doing stuff like that. But you know what's interesting, Jay? I don't know another person that's ever hosted a talk show who has called fans. This guy will call fans.
I always call people. Well, not always fans, or sometimes they're pissed off about it. Sometimes it's like, what it is? You don't realize how big an audience you reach. Like, one day there was some nuclear accident somewhere, like some Chernobyl-type thing. And I said something like, bah, da, 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 unless, of course, your kid has two heads, and then other than that, it's going to be fine. Well, of course, the next day, I get a call from a guy with a baby with two heads.
Oh,
God. No, it's true. The guy was on 60 Minutes, and they were conjoined twins. And he said, when you do those kind of jokes, and I said to the guy, look, I'm really sorry. I said, look, I'll never do a two-headed joke again. He goes, thank you very much. So then 5 years goes by. 5 years go by, and I have on the show, Matt Damon and what's his name? They did that movie Stuck on You about the conjoined twins. It was Matt Damon.
Well, since I don't have to see him for interviews anymore, I don't see him all.
So anyway, you're talking to two 90-year-old guys when it comes to names.
It was a Fairley Brothers movie. So I have them on. Completely, I'd forgotten I talked about this guy. And they're doing two-headed jokes. Oh, and the guy calls me again 5 years later. He said, you promised me. I said, look, I'm sorry. I completely forgot. How did you forget? I'm the guy with two-headed jokes. It was like a nightmare. Like a nightmare.
Did you have two guys yelling at you?
Oh, man. No, but that's because you're always reaching somebody, you know.
Right.
That's the crazy thing.
I want to play this for the audience. I don't know if they heard this the other night, but when Norm MacDonald was on talking about gambling, that was one of the funniest stories I've heard in a long time.
Norm is the funniest guy.
Yeah, here's Norm MacDonald on Jay Leno's show.
Let me ask you something. I've known you for years, a long time. Yeah. You used to be a big gambler. Are you still gambling?
No, I quit. I quit gambling.
You did?
Yeah. It was too tough, man. It was too rough. When I was young, man, it was like crazy. I remember when I first moved to L.A., and my mom and my aunt came. You met my mom.
Yes, I did.
And my mom and my aunt came, and they said, oh, we want to go to Vegas, ooh, you know. So I said, oh, yeah, we'll go to Vegas. They didn't know I was like this degenerate gambler.
Right, right.
So at the time, I had $4,000 in the bank, right? So I said, I'll take $3,000. You know, so I could have a nest egg.
You want to take three quarters of your savings anytime you go to Vegas. Yeah. I think it's a good rule. Yeah.
So I go there with my aunt and my mother, and we're checking into the Excalibur Hotel, and we're in line, and all of a sudden I see some tables over there, you know. So I say, hey, I'll go over to the tables, and you guys check in, and I'll be right back, you know. So I run over to the blackjack table, you know, and I have my $3,000, you know. So I bet $50, and I lose. And then I bet $50, and I win. And then I bet $50 and I lose. And then I bet $50 and I lose. And then I bet $2,950 and I lose.
So now you have no money.
Yeah, so then I come back and they're still like checking in.
That's one of the great stories.
Oh, yeah, he's a funny guy.
Jay, can I ask you to hold on through the commercial break?
I'll tell you a great story.
Oh, excellent.
When we come back.
All right, excellent. All right, Jay Leno is with us, folks. If you'd like to say hi, maybe you have a question for Jay Leno. He's going to stay with us for another segment. Look at that. Arsenio Hall's good friend, Jay Leno. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall joins us, and Jay Leno's on the show. Who else is doing this? What other station? I ask you. All right, we're live on 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And my guests tonight are Arsenio Hall and Jay Leno.
I'm not a guest. He's a guest.
Wanted to say that.
Okay.
I mean, that's when you know you really made it, when your guests are two of the great comics on the planet.
When your mediocre guest can book a superstar.
Right. All right, welcome back, Jay. How are you, sir?
God, I'm hanging in.
Hey, listen, do you ever do radio in college?
I did do radio in college, and... you know, the funny thing is in radio, the difference between radio and doing stand-up, because I always meet, you know, a lot of times you go into a town and the guy, hey, we're the local DJs, we're the Breakfast Flakes, we're the Morning Zoo, listen, we want to open for you. And I go, great, you guys can open, great. How much time you want to do, 5? No, we'll do 20, 25, you know, so you guys got 25? Oh, yeah, we do 4 hours. We do 4 hours every day. That's not a problem. We do 4 hours every day.
Right.
And then they get out there and like 45 seconds in, please welcome Jay Leno, you know, and because... Radio is like the opposite. Stand up, you try to do it to get to the joke as quickly as possible.
Right.
And with radio, you're looking at that clock and you got a 4 hour shift, so you find yourself going, you know, here in the United States of America, which I think is the greatest country in the world. Bob, don't you agree? I agree. You just have to keep it. You're watching that clock, okay, 3 hours, 58 minutes. You know, you have to keep stretching out and out. So
absolutely.
Yeah, it's a little different.
Yeah, it is very different. As a matter of fact, could you tell that story again?
Yeah, there you go.
Because we do have to be here till 11 o'clock.
Oh, I'll tell you a great story about a buddy of mine. You'll love this story. My buddy of mine is on a first date with this girl in New York, and he has a bit of an upset stomach, and he's a little nervous, and he's wearing khaki pants. Mm. So they go along, and he just, let's say he has a little accident.
Okay.
And he's kind of soiled these khaki pants, and he's like feels ridiculous. So he's just kind of keeping the girl walking in front of him, you know. So he goes, hey, let's go into the Gap. So they go into the Gap, and he pretends like he's shopping, and he picks up two sweaters and a pair of khaki pants. And he's walking with the girl, you know, and he gets up to the counter. He says to the counter guy, forget the sweaters. Just give me the khaki pants. Oh, okay, great. So he buys the khaki pants, and now he's with the girl, and they get on the subway, and he goes, excuse me. So he goes in the restroom. He takes off his khaki pants, which are all soiled, and he just rolls them up a ball and just throws them out the window. Then he opens the bag, and there are two sweaters in it. He's stuck on the subway with no pants on a first date. Isn't that like a great story?
That's so great. That's fantastic.
Wow. Oh, yeah, it's like, what's the most horrible thing you can happen besides soiling your pants on a first date?
All right. Hey, can we take some calls? A lot of people like to say hi to you.
Yeah, sure.
All right, excellent. How about Alex in Sherman Oaks? You're on 97.1 Free FM with Jay Leno.
Hey, how you doing? How are you?
Hey, Alex, hey. What's up?
Hey, I just want to say, man, that you're, Jay's also, besides being one of the funniest guys on the planet, he's also one of the bravest ones, because I have this little story about him feeding my dog. I have this little puppy. It's about 200 pounds. It's the most, like, aggressive, unpredictable, vicious breed of dog in the world, if it's not trained, of course. It looks like a German Shepherd on steroids, basically. So I went to pick up some food at this place, the Pita Kitchen, like Van Nuys of Ventura, and you know, everyone's basically moving, like giving me about, 10 feet around, around this dog. And I'm waiting for this food. And, and suddenly I see this one guy, taking food from his plate with his fingers and, sticking it in my dog's mouth. And I'm thinking, that's a pretty brave guy, doing the ass beat the dog.
Oh, I remember you. This is the other day.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, wow. wait, that looks familiar. That's Jay Leno. Okay, so that's pretty surprising. It took a lot of guts, actually, because most guys cross the street when they see this dog. I mean,
he was a nice dog, and he loves it. You got to get him another Giro. He loved that Giro.
Oh, yeah, he loved that. I mean, that's unbelievable. I mean, I saw that everyone else was moving away, like radioactive zone, and this guy's feeding my dog from his plate with his finger. Sticking right in his mouth. I thought that took a lot of guts, and it turns out it was you.
Wow, look at that.
So I have to give you props, man.
Well, say hi to your dog for me.
I'm walking him out.
All right, excellent. Look at that.
The reason that story is a little weird is Jay is kind of a cat guy, or at least his household is.
No, my wife has got the cat. The cat is not mine.
How many cats you got, Jay?
No, just the one. The one cat.
Great relationship with the cat.
Yeah, it sleeps 23 and a half hours a day.
Right.
It doesn't even meet the minimum basic requirements of a pet. it doesn't do anything, but that's life.
Sounds like you're going to have to pull some hairs out of your nose for tears when it presses on.
Exactly.
Yeah. We have two cats, too, and they're a pain in the ass. They really are.
Yeah.
At least dogs you can have some kind of relationship
exactly.
with.
Exactly.
Yeah. But these cats are out of control.
A dog won't go to your ATM and take out money and then pretend like nothing happened.
By the way, do you use ATMs?
No, I've never used an ATM.
That's what I thought. My dad's never used an ATM either.
No, I'm not one of those. I don't get it. It's not my thing.
Yeah, I mean, is it because you have too much money? You've never used $1 of your Tonight Show money, right?
No, I never have, actually. I live on the money I make as a comic.
That's great, man. Now, are you going to be playing anywhere soon?
I'm in the Mohegan Sun in Connecticut on Saturday. I got to go down there.
And what about Vegas? You going to do Vegas
again? I was with Vegas last weekend.
Oh, you were? Where do you play in Vegas?
The Mirage. That's a great comedy. You know something? We got to get Arsenio back on the road. If you've never seen Arsenio live, one of the great comics, a lot of energy, funny material, good stuff. I started working out the comedy magic. Killed. I had a hard time following. He'd just go on in front of me, do 10 minutes, literally blow the house out. So we got to get Arsenio back on the road again.
Thanks for those kind words, though, man. Hey, by the way, are you at Comedy and Magic this weekend?
I'll be there Sunday. I've been there every Sunday for 28 years.
The one week I went, you weren't there. I think Dice Clay was there that week.
No, Dice Clay.
Arsenio Hall is one of the funniest guys around. But why aren't you doing more stand-up?
After 9-1-1, man, and you get in the airport and they want to take your toenail clippers and they want. I hate to travel. I hate traveling. I'll do the improv in La Brea 5 nights a week, but I just hate to get on a plane.
Yeah, I don't blame you there.
Yeah, and when you play in Vegas, do you do two shows a night, Jay?
No, I just do one.
One show a night?
Yeah, yeah.
And you're there for the whole week?
No, I come home every night.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
So you don't fly United?
No, I got the Tonight Show, so I come home every night.
Oh, I see. Now, do you gamble at all when you're in Vegas?
No, I don't gamble. Unless it's a sixth game, I don't gamble.
Oh. All right, one more call here, and then Jay's got to get out of here. Sean in West Hills, you're on 97.1 Free FM with Jay Leno.
Jay?
Sean, what's up?
Not a whole lot. How are you?
Good. What can I do for you?
Well, I saw a clip of you on YouTube with the new Camaro. And they're telling me that you have dibs on the first one or whatnot. Can you tell us anything about the
new Camaro? New Corvette?
New Camaro in 09?
The new Camaro.
Well, yeah, I did help introduce it at SEMA, and I've done a few things with them. And, yeah, I wouldn't mind getting one of the first ones, so, but it's not. Do you want me to put your name in? You're going to get one?
Hey, Jay, you still think I should get the Vette?
Yeah, the Vette's a great car, man. I'm telling you, you'd love it.
But didn't you tell me that it might be too hot for, I mean, too much?
Well, it depends on...
For a guy like me, you know?
it depends. You know, you can never get enough power, but hey. You know.
What is the new sports car that's coming out that's all electric?
That's the Tesla.
The Tesla, yeah.
There's a road test of it on my website. It's nice.
Do you have one?
No, I don't have one, but it's $100,000, you know.
Right, yeah. Sam Simon bought one.
Right. Sam did. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and he said a lot of people do this, where they put their name on the list, you know, and give a deposit of $5,000 or $10,000, whatever. And then when it comes time to get the car, they can sell it for another $102,000 more than it's worth.
Well, you're assuming that's going to happen unless they go down in value, and then you're stuck. But, yeah, that's called a speculator.
Have you driven a Tesla?
Yeah, I've driven it. It's nice. It's fast. It's okay.
And do you recommend that? I mean, if someone's
you have to have $100,000 disposable income. I mean, it's an electric toy in the sense that you can. I guess you could use it every day if you wanted to, but if you bought a regular car, you'd have $80,000 worth of gas you could use. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
I mean, I think when the price comes down, they get a little more reasonable, then more people will buy them. But not many people have $100,000 to spend on a two-seater car.
That's true.
You know, that you couldn't drive to San Francisco, you know.
Wait, you couldn't drive it to San Francisco? Hmm.
Well, no, because unless you're going
to
stop and get, wait 3 hours for a charge. That kind of thing.
Yeah. Hey, Jay, we got to let him go, but
yeah.
One McLaren question. I know somebody that bought a McLaren, and they said...
Which McLaren?
God.
You mean the Mercedes McLaren?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, they were saying that if it gets bumped, you can't have the body work done here in America. It has to be sent back.
Well, that's probably true, because the whole body's made of carbon fiber. It's all one piece.
Jesus Christ.
You know.
That's horrible.
But it's lightweight.
That's expensive.
That's what you're paying for, That's what you're paying for.
It's, Jesus Christ.
But it's a fast car. Hey, it's like dating supermodels, you know? You know, you spend, $800 for half a split pea in a fancy restaurant, you know?
Someplace Copperfield is laughing.
Yeah, that's me, Hey, go down to the, date the girl at the mini mall and boom,
Hey, Jay, I know you got to run, but we really appreciate you coming on.
Guys, thanks a lot. I'll talk to you.
Talk to you later, man. Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, thank you, buddy. Jay Leno, folks. Watch your show tonight. Cindy McCain is on. It comes on Channel 4 at 11:35 p.m. What a treat that was, man.
That was cool.
Look at that. Jay Leno on the show tonight. All right, gang, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall is with us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Yeah.
Leave that nagging, fugly hag at home, boys, because it's Cinco de Mayo. Get down to the City of Industry from 3 until 7 as I broadcast live on Cinco de Mayo Monday. I'm going to break a rack-riding record this year. I just know it. I'll be making it rain on some broads with Dos Equis. Stay thirsty, my friends. This chance to stare at tacos all day is brought to you by Ornitos, the fine line of tequila, and 97.1, the City of Industries FM talk station.
Ashley Madison.
Another Ashley Madison success story.
Hey, another round. Do you really even want those drinks?
Not really, but I do want that bartender over there. She's beautiful.
Last week it was the waitress at the lunch spot. The week before that it was my new personal assistant. When are you going to realize you're just wasting your time and energy? There is a better way to meet women.
What else am I supposed to do? Tell me.
Just use AshleyMadison.com. That's what I did, and it worked for me and everyone else I know.
Whoa, that's the site that caters to people who are already attached.
Am I your friend?
Yeah.
Then trust me, you've never met women like the women of Ashley Madison. Bars, singles, dating services, pining over strangers and bartenders. That is crazy. AshleyMadison.com has real women looking for real encounters. Becoming a member is the greatest thing I've ever done for myself.
Dude, you look like a new man, all smiles and no more desperation.
I am a new man, my friend, an Ashley Madison man. Hey, thanks, Darren. You are a good friend.
Don't thank me. Thank whoever started Ashley Madison.
When you have a private moment at work today, remember to visit ashleymadison.com. You'll be happy you came.
Okay, let's get started. I'm happy to say that with the help of PFF Bank and Trust's commercial business solutions, we're going to be able to relax some of our recent belt tightening. We've canceled the parking lot bake sale we had planned, so help yourself to the goodies in the lunchroom. Also, we've reopened the restroom, so you no longer need to go to the gas station down the street.
Thank goodness.
And finally, those of you who have been assigned bicycle messenger duty can go back to your full-time accounting and marketing position.
All right.
Thank you.
At PFF Bank and Trust, we offer customized solutions that make sense for your business, so you can operate at peak efficiency. We offer cash management, SBA loans, retirement plans, trust and investment services, whatever you need. And by the way, PFF Bank and Trust recently ranked above all banks, measured in the customer satisfaction scores of the American Consumer Satisfaction Index survey. Call us at 1-888-DIAL-PFF or visit pfffbank.com. PFF Bank and Trust. Customers first. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Are you ready for the freedom of 2020 vision? Then you need to go to LASIKtoday.com and meet the surgeons who have served Southern California for over 24 years. Ask your eye care professional about us or call 800-LASER-EYE for a free consultation. Live without the hassle of glasses or contact lenses. Take advantage of our $1,000 off promotion and no payment, no interest financing for 12 months, subject to qualification and other details. LASIK Today's caring staff will walk you through the process and make sure you feel totally confident about your decision to have LASIK. For an office near you and a free consultation, visit us on the web at LASIKtoday.com or ask your eye care professional. For great vision tomorrow, go to LASIKtoday.com or call 800-LASER-EYE.
Call today.
Southern California's FM talk station.
Xbox, that's what I call all my old girlfriends.
97.1 Free FM.
Our dog was turning our home upside down.
Mommy, he's jumping on me.
People were giving us looks like we couldn't control our dog. But how can you control a puppy? We tried obedience school, doggy daycare, even electric collars. But then our veterinarian told us about Poise calming treats. Poise has two formulas, instant and daily. Instant works to immediately calm your dog for those occasions when you need him to relax and behave, while daily alleviates long-term symptoms of stress like compulsive barking, chewing, digging, jumping, aggression, and other undesirable behavior. And because Poise is all natural, they're safe and non-addictive. For us, it's simple. A calmer dog is a happier dog. And because he's happier, we're happier.
Call right now for your 30-day risk-free trial of Poise. Call 1-800-458-8611. That's 1-800-458-8611. Veterinarian developed and recommended. Call 1-800-458-8611. That's 1-800-458-8611.
Warning. If you owe the IRS over $10,000...
Diamonds for about the same price.
But MSID?
Mr. Smith's Incredible Diamonds.
So, mysterious superhuman inventor dude is out?
Learn more at robbinsbrothers.com.
It's just you and me and nature.
Yeah.
Ah, it is lovely.
Oh, who are you?
Oh, well, I'm reminding outdoor lovers of REI's biggest sale of the year, May 2nd through May 11th. Save up to 30% on camping, cycling, hiking, and paddling gear. And REI members save 20% on one full-price item. Exclusions apply. Sounds great. Why don't you stick around? Can't, sorry. I've got a 30-mile hike to the next campsite.
Come into an REI near you Friday, May 2nd through May 11th, or visit REI.com.
Why pay for directory assistance when you can get it for free? Make the switch to 1-800-FREE-411. It's free 411 information. Program it into your cell phone now. That's 1-800-FREE-411.
When the sun goes down, Jim Conway Jr. knows what's up.
FMO!
Yeah, I know.
FMO!
The Jim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM talk station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us.
People hear us coming back from commercial, talking about Dora the Explorer, it really ruins who we are.
Yeah, we both have children. I have a 2.5-year-old daughter,
And I have a brother 35 living with me who has some personal problems.
And Arsenio has a 7-year-old son, 8-year-old
son? 8 years old.
8-year-old son. Oh, boy. What grade is that? Third grade?
Well, it depends.
How about for your kid?
Well, for my kid, it's
eighth grade.
Yes, third
grade.
No.
All right, that's pretty cool. And he's already gotten some calls from chicks, no?
Well, you know, it wasn't a phone call, but that iChat thing. They're in another world now.
Yeah.
You know, what you do is you hear a ringing coming from your little computer screen, if you have the new Mac, you
right.
know, and you hear a ringing, and you walk in your office, which is where my computer is, and there's a little girl waving.
That's her.
And she's about to do an iChat with my son.
Boy.
I'm like, hey, man, come on.
Did you get this with your son, my daughter, Sophia, only 2.5 years old? She asked for Wonder Pets the other day. So
yeah.
I put on Wonder Pets. And she goes, no, not Save the Kangaroo. Like, you don't want that episode? How about this one? Not Save the Penguins. You know, she wants the specific episode at 2.5.
Yeah.
When we were kids, we had to wait until the show came on TV. We couldn't record it.
Absolutely. I hear my son talk about TiVo, and it annoys me. It really annoys me. I mean, the fact that I didn't have TiVo growing up makes me a little jealous. A little jealous.
Oh, Jerry.
Oh,
there he goes. Perfect timing. I tell you, man.
Well, dude, you just recorded new Sophia drops. I'm looking for the new ones, and they're not in here. I can't find them.
The stuff that is on the air on the show is A+. The technical aspect of the show is an F-.
I thought you wanted the new ones.
So this show is like an overall C+.
Okay.
Because of the technical
aspects.
Ladies
and gentlemen, I'm going to take a call from another friend while all the Caucasian fight around the studio.
Nice. Ah, there you go.
That's the one we were looking
for. Fantastic. Jerry Gomez.
Jerry, smile, man.
All right.
It's nice. It's Wachowski, goddammit, not Gomez. That's not my name.
Hey, you can't use GD when I'm here, man. You can't use the Lord's name in vain.
He is so pissed off.
Look at him. He's not even smiling.
And you know what? This is only 25 years of anger. Wait till he's 50. The guy's going to be on fire. Be in prison.
Well, I was afraid for him in the parking lot last week. When he got upset.
Oh, yeah, he got all pissed off. Why were you pissed off at Randy? Because Randy said you didn't play cards
well? Ignorance. It's just ignorance.
You didn't know how to play ignorance. You didn't know how to play poker? What did he say to you?
He just said some stupid comment.
He blasted it away.
Like that.
Ah, dude, you got to control
ignorance
that
is.
Temper.
What's wrong with you? Is he ignorant?
Yeah. All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back and play you some great stuff. All right, what can I tell you? No, we do have a... we'll do this segment we're going to do in the first hour, in the next hour, these chicks who say stupid things. And don't forget, David Letterman's top 10 list is coming up, the top 10 things to ask yourself before having sex in a McDonald's. All right. This is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall's with us. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.